All right, rolling into hour number two here. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's numero uno sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down in Peoria. He and Jesse will have the call, and you'll hear the game live right here tomorrow, getting underway shortly after noon. Padres Mariners, game one of spring training, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Our program will follow the game tomorrow. Couple of quick things before we get into the daily gambit. Well, really one quick thing. First big injury of spring training already. There's one game being played today in spring training. The Cubs are ahead of the Dodgers 12-4. They're in the ninth inning. But that is not the story of this game. Dodgers pitcher Bobby Miller was struck in the temple, the head, by a line drive off the bat of Michael Busch. This happened in the third inning of the game today. Scraby's got the video to show those of you that are watching on YouTube. Is this squeamish enough that we should just warn people? Or?
No, I mean, if you've seen line drives to the head,
yeah, then you've seen them all? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch baseball, this is just one of those things that happens. But there's no blood or anything. And he actually gets up and walks off on his own power and doesn't even really look like he has a mark on his head. But here is the video and the audio that accompanies it. You can hear it hit him.
Blow to where the ball goes well off, and this is just frightening.
It like ends up going off of his side of his face.
Oh, good. They showed it in slow motion three times. Thank you very much.
I think honestly,
in case you missed it the first time, here it is again.
Ooh. I think that ball did not get him square. Thankfully,
there's no way
it looks like it kind of catches his temple and like hits the bill of the hat at the same time.
It kind of glances
so
up.
You see the look at the hat. Which direction
the hat
it's facing?
Pops off too.
Well, when they show it from the other angle,
yeah,
Scraby's going to show
the hat
it
is facing.
If
the
you're
hat,
watching
the hat is facing center field.
Oh, right. You're right.
It spins
you're
around.
Right. You're right.
It
wow.
Spins it off.
Yeah.
If you're watching YouTube,
so
Scraby is showing
right
this to you 160 times. Okay, Scraby.
Well, we're
seen
analyzing it.
We got it.
We're analyzing
it. We got it, Scraby. Got hit in the head with a line drive. No word on how Bobby Miller is yet down in Glendale, Arizona. But as Scraby pointed out, he was able to walk off under his own power. But that was quite the blow. 12-4 Cubs. Hopefully this will be a...
$345 million dollars down the drain.
Yeah, a theme for the Dodgers. I doubt that you can really say that, but not a lot of the starters are all playing today. 12-4, Padres debut tomorrow. All right, last night, the Lakers.
By the way, I'm flipping through. I don't do this often, going through X right now, and I'm seeing all the stuff you were talking about. I just saw Chris Bryant get plunked.
Oh, did you see?
Tony's algorithm is on top of it right now.
He's not happy, right? You can tell.
He looked irritated.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
I mean, Chris Bryant, Scraby said it. I mean, Chris Bryant, the only thing that can keep going through his mind is how much money he's making. Because he can't be happy in any other way, shape, or form.
Was he? I wonder if he was promised that they were going to try.
He didn't even come back to home plate. He just walked.
I think he went home.
I don't blame him. He probably is just like, I'm not doing this.
He's totally walking off like a.
I told you guys.
Like a kid who's like, I'm not doing this.
I can't believe this is happening
yeah,
already.
His own guy plunked him in spring training.
It'd be
today.
Your own people sometime.
Yeah, the world of the Rockies.
Ooh, I just saw this just popped up.
What'd you get?
You got to share.
MLB, ESPN opt out of TV deal for 2026 through 28. MLB cites minimal coverage.
Wait. Minimal coverage as in, like, they're not doing a good enough job on the broadcast?
I guess not. Let's see. This is from Evan Drellich. Major League Baseball and ESPN have mutually agreed to end their national television deal after the upcoming 25 season. According to a memo, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred sent out to his owners Thursday. Manfred wrote the league has not been pleased with the minimal coverage that MLB has received on ESPN platforms over the past several years outside of the actual live game coverage.
Really?
I can see that. Yeah. I can see why MLB would say that.
What else does ESPN talk about during
the summer? I see a ton of hockey, and I see a ton of NBA.
A ton of hockey?
Come on.
Yeah, because ESPN or hockey's on ESPN. I see commercials for that all the time in here in studio.
Well, I see commercials for it. I don't see hockey on it often, though.
Well, what I think they're saying is, like, ESPN went hard in the paint on WNBA, and so that is what they're saying, is they're not – MLB doesn't think that they're promoting their sport enough on their channel.
That's fine, but it ain't got nothing to do with WNBA either, because I still see baseball more than that all the time. So I get it. It makes sense. I think it's a dangerous
move, it is.
Considering you don't know what anybody else is going to be willing to do right now.
I mean, MLB is on Fox.
It's tricky out there right now.
They're on Fox already, right, with the national
Saturdays,
game of the week.
Yeah, but I don't think that starts until later
but if
in
you're
the year,
gonna,
maybe.
Okay, are you going to make this move? And apparently that's the story, right? Baseball says no more ESPN. So are you going to make this move because you're mad, but in the end it's going to hurt your product? I mean, where can they possibly go to increase the visibility over what they're now getting on ESPN, even if they don't like the amount
yeah,
they're getting.
Where do you go to increase that at this
Prime.
Point?
Prime?
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I am saying, no. So you think the majority of people are going to now get Prime in order to watch Major League Baseball?
I think they already have Prime. There's got to be more Prime subscribers than ESPN viewers.
Get out of here.
There's got to be.
More Prime subscribers than ESPN
Because you sign up for Prime on Amazon for the shopping, and you get the Prime Video, I believe, for free. I think they started introducing
it. Okay, let me ask it a different way.
Yes.
Who doesn't have ESPN?
There's lots of people without ESPN, Chris. You have to pay
for
ESPN.
There's a lot of people. No, hold up. There's a lot of people that say they don't watch ESPN. But I don't necessarily believe they don't have the ability to watch it.
With the cord cutters, you would have to go and buy probably the ESPN Plus app. You would have to pay for all that. So
you can get it. You can YouTube TV has ESPN.
Yes, can get it. Yes, but not everybody has a cable provider. They're paying for certain apps.
Okay,
YouTube
Rob Manfred.
TV's
so you're agreeing with this move by baseball to dump ESPN. You think that's can somehow be beneficial to them?
No, but I said I could see why they may think that ESPN is not promoting them enough.
I think baseball's being
This is going to be interesting to watch. They had a March 1st deadline to either both of them had a March 1st deadline to opt out. Otherwise, they'd be locked into 2028. Now, if you're going to tell me that they feel like they can get a better deal from 26 and beyond somewhere else based off of what they saw through the first however many years of this, you might get me to be like, all right, but this seems tricky for
this is,
MLB right here.
I know it's a different landscape than it was 20 years ago, Scraby. So
that's the thing, though, Chris. Nobody knows what the landscape actually is.
Yes, at least you know what ESPN's landscape is. And I can tell you that when hockey 20, 25 years ago,
I just parted
company with ESPN and went with NBC Sports Network and OL. I don't know what they went to, but hockey disappeared for about 15 years in everybody's mind. It was the dumbest move hockey ever made.
Different time.
I
know you said that. I don't think we can compare past eras to this era because it's not apples to apples, apples to apples. Okay?
I don't like this move. I don't like this move. Baseball's already, like Tony said, we don't know where it's all going.
Hold on.
Local television is in trouble with baseball in a lot of markets, right? Like, we don't even know where all the games are going to be on for teams around the city, around the country.
In the United States, by the end of 2026, it is projected
to have... This is according to who? According to what?
Statista.com.
Well, they're
I will agree it's not the greatest source, but it is telling me what I want to hear.
I would rather that be according to Jerry, the guy sitting down on the corner at Friars Road.
Statista is a great website, but
sure
they're saying that there's 173 million Prime subscribers in the United States.
Okay.
And I'm seeing on the chat That people are agreeing with me. There's more Prime people than there are ESPN people. And people are saying, I don't have ESPN. I don't have ESPN.
That's fine. You and the chat can all be in the same boat on this. But here is my question. Who is to say that Prime is like, yeah, we want MLB?
Yes, right. You're assuming that they're going to go to Prime with this argument.
You're right. But Turner can do it, too. There's many different... I think Prime would make sense because they want to get into all of these sports now because they're in the NFL, they're in basketball now.
You at least have some choices, and I can dig choices, but we'll see. I'm not so sure that this is as clean as you're making it sound like it's
not. It's not.
Why don't you go? It seems like this is...
Go ahead. Can you go back to Statista real quick?
Yeah, I'm on it right now, Chris.
Okay, thank you. What does Statista say about how many football fans watch the Prime game on Thursday night as opposed to regular games on ESPN that most of us can access on Monday?
You know, Statista is... I'm not familiar with the website. That is a very specific search.
Because they're not going to tell you what you want to hear.
Let me see. Prime
there
video,
are far more people, I'm sure, who
ratings.
Watch football, you know, on Fox and ESPN than go out of their way to stream the Prime
Amazon's
telecast.
Average per-game audience in 2024 was 13.2 million people, which is a lot, actually.
Okay.
Chris is fighting me on this.
Well, I fight anything that's headed to streaming. I mean, you know that.
I fight anything that's heading to streaming.
Yeah, I'm going
to
keep up the fight until I go down for the count, which I know.
Sorry for our gamblers there. We really meant to get to it, but
no, that was good. That was a good.
That news felt like it was kind of important.
I think it's big, and I think it'll be the ripple effect of that will be felt for a while until baseball, you know, sorts this all out.
I will
say, they'll have to come up with something, you know, this year before the season's over, because deck 26 is right around the corner.
Yeah, they do have to figure this out pretty quick. I would assume they already have a plan.
I'm about to say that's another good point. I just thought of that. Like, if you're opting out, I would hope that you already got it lined up there.
We are talking about Rob Manfred, though. And you're talking about Dick Monfort is on the executive committee.
And John Fisher. Oh, you know what? I think we should broadcast all ESPN games on the A's website. I think that would be great.
Don't give these guys too much credit, Tony.
Touche. Right.
We got to check some traffic, and then the Daily Gambit.
Oh, wait, hold on. I forgot to delete everything. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. I was so caught up in this conversation.
I know you were. The Daily Gambit is
riveting.
So stick around. It'll be next.
Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, remember to listen at 5:30 for us to announce today's biggest fan. It's a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game. Register your name at 97.3thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please gamble responsibly. I say that with importance because we're going to talk about a story later about gambling. So please gamble responsibly. Last night's bets, Chris. Lakers, 12-point favorites over the Hornets. You took the Hornets. I took the Lakers. Lakers do it. Tony, I'm the reason they lost this game, 197.
Yeah, please stop picking my team, please.
I'm going to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Over under 228.5. Chris went under. I said over, and the Lakers would score 131. They scored 197 combined. The Lakers only scored 97, so that didn't work out for me.
No, it did.
Who scored more in the game last night, Luka or LaMelo Ball? I said Luka. Chris said LaMelo. LaMelo had the better game, 27 points compared to Luka's 14. And I lose that one again. This one, though, works out for me. Auburn minus 15.5 on the spread against Arkansas or the Sauce. Chris said Auburn. I said Sauce. Auburn wins, but they only won by 7, 67-60. So I finally get on the board. Boise State, minus 4.5 against New Mexico. We both said New Mexico. Boise State won, and they won by enough. They won by 8, so
as,
we lose
and
that
as Jerry Palm said, that should help the Aztecs a little bit, because the Aztecs swept Boise State this year.
Yes. Utah State, -16.5 over San Jose State. We both said...
San Jose State!
That's from Key and Peele.
Oh, that's right.
When they do the introductions to the NFL players, and the guy goes, San Jose State. Utah State wins 105-57.
Yeah, why does San Jose State nearly beat us?
Every time.
And then they play Utah State and they lose by 50.
Well, the Aztecs have to start with a deficit of at least 15 points before they start playing. That's Seems how like the year is going.
Yeah.
All right, last one, USC women against Michigan State. USC, 12.5-point favorites. Chris and I chose USC. USC won, not by enough, though, 83-75.
All right, we got a couple of things to kick around about the Lakers, but Luca, I'm hearing a lot of weird stuff right now, and I have a feeling people are overreacting, Tony, but I want to get your thoughts. He's off to a bit of a slow start. And then LeBron and his continued ability not to be able to tie games with last-second shots. There's a statistic out there that's kind of mind-boggling.
Chris is, like, going to make sure everybody knows this stat before the day is
over. It's a stat of the day. That's why I'm going to make sure. Before we get to it, though, a little bit college basketball tonight. Your guys, the Dons.
Oh.
-15.5 at home against Pacific. Scravy, I'll let you go first. Now, the Dons were also mentioned by Jay Billis as one of the best 68 teams in the country.
Good.
Thinks they should get into the tournament. I don't know that that means they will, but he's a fan anyway.
It's hard to win that West Coast Conference when you've got Gonzaga there every year.
Well, St. Mary's is winning it this year at the moment.
I am going to go. USF has been playing a lot better lately, and they've been taking care of business. I go USF.
You know, you kind of remind me sometimes of Mud.
Why?
You know, Mud will, like, intend, and he does it to annoy me on purpose. Like, I'll be talking to Jesse about, let's say, the Lakers the night before, and I know he hasn't watched or cares to watch, and he'll come up and be like, yeah, man, they got to do a better job of rebounding the ball in the second half. It was just, like, he just makes up something. That's how scrappy he is sometimes, especially when he's talking about his school.
Yeah, the Dons have been playing well lately.
They have. I get a push notification before and after each game so I can keep up with them because I don't have anything else to cheer for.
I bet one thing you don't know, the Dons.
Good.
One thing you don't know, the Dons are 15-0 at home this year.
I did know that. That's why I picked them.
All right, sure.
Tony, War Memorial Gymnasium, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you know the name of the gymnasium does not mean you knew they were 15-0 at home. Stop it.
What do you got, Tony?
Goes hand in hand.
Pacific's at the bottom of the...
Give me the Dons.
We're all taking the Dons. All right, UCSD
they
goes...
They just got to do a better job of rebounding in the second half. And they should be good. Yeah.
Thank you, Mud. UCSD goes on
Wait,
the road.
Did you guys choose the Dons?
We all did.
Yes.
Tritons go on the road tonight. 12.5-point favorites over Cal Poly. UCSD cannot afford a stumble.
They cannot
to stay above the Big West.
Jerry Palm was making that pretty clear. They can't afford to do anything other than win this division or win this
Winning
league.
It out. I'm going to stick with them. They've been beating everybody by double digits of late. Stay with the Tritons. Tony?
Give me the Tritons.
Tritons? Well. Scrabe, you want to be a Cal Poly guy there?
No, but their rebounding is very good. So.
Cal Poly?
Yes.
Yeah. Turnover margin for them on the road has been a little down.
You know what? That forward on their team, he's pretty good,
too. Who are you taking?
Tritons.
The big game in all of sports tonight, believe it or not, everyone, is hockey. The champion match between USA and Canada in the four nations tournament. 5.5 goals over under for the two teams combined, Tony, tonight.
Over. Under.
First game was 3-1.
Yeah, under.
You're going to go under again. Scraby?
What was the number?
5.5 goals. It's not a lot.
Over.
But you're going to go over. I'm going to take a shot at over, but I think Tony might be right. Could be a very tight game. NBA tonight, the Knicks are 12 over the Bulls. Bulls are 2-0 against the Knicks this season.
Different team, though.
Yes, I know, and this tells me the Knicks are not going to be happy. Scraby, who you got at New York? You keep picking the Bulls. I don't know why.
I do like Jalen Brunson, but you know what? The last time the Bulls didn't put up a good effort, so I'm going to go with the Knicks.
I will say this. The Bulls did lose a game by 60 points last week.
I'm telling you, Chris, I pay attention more than you guys think I do. I may not remember things correctly, but I pay attention, okay?
I got to go with the Knicks here.
The best part was no one even needed to say anything.
We know how outlandish what you just said is.
Are you going Knicks?
Yes.
I'm going Knicks, too.
All going Knicks. Lakers 1.5 at Portland.
Luka out.
Luka's out. The Lakers got to show up tonight after last night's. Portland's not very good. I'll take the Lakers. Don't have to give very many points. Tony, I know you're taking the Lakers. You've never bet against them. Is that true?
See.
Okay. Scrabe, what do you want to do?
I'm out on the Lakers. Blazers, baby.
Portland.
Good. Get out.
LeBron James, 42.5. Points, rebounds, plus assists.
Oh, no, he's going to have to hit all of them today.
Tony, saying over?
Yes.
Scrabby?
Under.
Under. You're just a hater. He's got to go
because
over.
Because I went under?
He's got to be over tonight.
His ball handling has been really poor lately.
One more. South Carolina's women are home against the Sauce tonight. And the Sauce apparently is going to get doused. Ooh. South Carolina is favored by 41.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. This is women's NCAA. South Carolina, by the way, got blown out the other day by UConn.
Yeah,
in
UConn.
Women's basketball. They doused South Carolina.
Behind.
They did. Arkansas's 9-18 overall.
The Sauce. Not right.
Not right.
Scrape, you're first. Here.
I mean, these ones are the hardest ones.
These are hard to do. They're hard to do. You don't know.
Dawn Staley's going to get her team together, so I'm going to say South Carolina.
They're going to light it up tonight.
They dribble really well.
I mean, 41 seems excessive.
That is excessive.
That's not like that's, you know, 38.5, cool. 41 starts to feel a little excessive. I'm going to take the under on. I'm going to take.
You're going to go with the Sauce?
The Sauce.
Sauce.
The cover.
I'll go with the Sauce as well. All right, there's our picks. LeBron James stat will have to wait because we're at the bottom of the hour. More Gwen and Chris coming. It's the stat of the day, so don't miss it. 30-mile zone also coming up.
Correct.
Next. All right, welcome back. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Peoria. What year is this for the Padres in Peoria? 25? Are they that far into it now, Tony? It's up there.
90-91, right?
Was it? No, wait, 90-91.
90
that would be
35 91?
Years.
Yeah, it was early 90s. I feel like it was right when they changed the colors. They moved to Peoria.
Peoria. Scrab, you looking that up?
I'm going to Peoria Sports Club. I checked Statista.
They didn't wear brown in
Statista
Peoria.
Statista did not have the information.
No. But Tony, you're saying they didn't wear brown yet?
I don't remember them wearing brown, so that would have had to have been 91.
I'm trying to look.
The thing to me that amazes me is just how different Peoria looks from the very first few times went out there, right? It used to just be one street corner and the ballpark.
Forget Peoria, all of Arizona.
No, like,
it is ridiculous. I mean, there was a time where there was like, you could take Bell Road, you can actually take the street and go like across all of Phoenix. Now you try to take that street, it would immediately make your trip 6 hours.
Without question. The other thing about Peoria is if you are a fast food fan.
I was just about to bring this up.
Right? My friend Ted, thank you, Ted, sent in 1994, Peoria first year.
Oh, okay, good. I can stop looking.
Thank you, Ted. After the strike.
30-some-odd years. But you can't, using my famous saying now, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting three or four fast food restaurants near ballpark. It's incredible.
It's not fast food per se. It's chains.
Yeah, okay, yeah, chains. Right.
Phoenix is the. I mean, any chain you've ever wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, taste.
Yeah,
they
you
got
can't
it
miss
here.
It. Can't miss it.
They got it. So technically, like they got good food. I don't know that it's their food, but they have great food out here because they have every chain known to man here in Arizona. Here in Phoenix.
They really do.
Do you guys remember the time Chris got lost walking to
Jimmy John's?
I do. I was actually watching an Aztec.
The Incredible Adventures to Jimmy John's.
Yes. I was watching a Mountain West tournament game on my phone, and it got to halftime. I walked downstairs, asked them, where's the Jimmy John at the hotel? And they said, oh, it's just down here to the right. And I missed almost the entire game trying to find Jimmy John's.
And so being the annoying human being I am, every time we drove past it, I'm like, Chris, that's the Jimmy John's she told you about.
Yeah. Well, she didn't tell me the right way to walk.
I remember seeing Chris, and he was, like, sweating, and he was angry.
I was mad.
Well, here's the bottom line. I never got there. I actually never made
it.
No, I never got
it. It was like across the
street.
That's
why he was mad. He was starving.
I was. I got back to the room, and I was still hadn't eaten yet. Before we get to the traffic, because I'm an equal opportunity guy, I want to, point out a good Juan Soto story. Juan Soto gifted.
Wait for a punchline.
No, Juan Soto gifted Brett Batty gifted him a brand new, tricked out black,
SUV.
Yeah. I was trying to see what the brand was. Beautiful car.
What kind of SUV was it?
I'm not sure exactly what the make was, but it's very expensive looking. It looks like Escalade type.
Oh, no, here it is. Chevrolet Tahoe.
There you go.
Brand new.
But it's Chevy like Tahoe. Tricked out. Chevy, top of the Chevy. Line.
Top of the line.
Wow. That's,
so
that's
very
a
nice
up,
of Soto because Brett Batty parted with number 22. Allowing Soto to wear it now.
You know what? Juan Soto.
So good for you, Juan.
Is already better to his teammates than Francisco Lindor is because Francisco Lindor took 2 years to buy Jeff McNeil his car that he promised him.
Did he ever actually give it to him?
He did.
I think he did.
Finally.
I wonder what kind of car it was. See, they're doing cars. Like, there was it wasn't frowned upon, but people kind of used to turn their nose up to watches. Like, why would somebody pay that much money for a watch? Bet you they'd rather pay the money for the watch than to be paying for these vehicles right now.
That is probably
It's about a $30,000 increase on vehicles that they're paying for now.
Poor Juan Soto's going to have to make some concessions here after parting with that kind of money.
You know what I wish Haas would have asked Will Myers is what did he end up getting from Blake Snell?
Oh, from Blake Snell
Maybe
for the famous number
reveal.
Four. Yeah, they never said that.
Because remember, Will was adamant that he was not giving that number up.
Like, he was adamant.
He did not want to get. So for him to change it, I wonder what the tag was on that number.
You're good friends with Blake Snell. You can find out at a Dodger game this
year. You know what I'm asking?
Go down there.
Don't talk to
him. I'll see him more than I really want to this year, unfortunately. I definitely will ask him about that.
Francisco Lindor bought Jeff McNeil a Ford Bronco. It's very lame.
Cheap.
Let me look up what a Ford Bronco, because that's still, the watch is still the better play there. I mean, you can get you a nice, really nice watch for
$38,000 that's where they start at.
Oh, yeah. So, I might have wanted a watch then if I was going to get a $38,000.
How much is a watch? How much money can a watch cost?
How much you got, Chris?
I guess. My Mickey Mouse watch is like $12. Tells Tom just fine.
These watches can get into the six-figure range. But
really?
Yeah.
I did not.
For sure.
Not aware. All right, let's get some traffic updated for you. And then head on into today's 30-mile zone.
Appreciate the way the vehicle does once you roll it off the thing.
That's very true. You didn't know that, Chris?
Well, it does depreciate when those bozos break into your home and steal it and then take pictures of themselves with it online.
Yeah.
those guys are so dumb.
I hope we get to that. That is a fantastic piece of 2025 work there.
I mean, we did talk about it a few weeks ago, but then they keep finding more photos. There is like more and more selfies of these guys in the gear
stole. They got caught a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. They've been caught for maybe a month.
I just heard about it a couple days ago.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what, if they're like charged now or something like that, but I do know they were caught weeks ago because we did talk about it here.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, that cloud, y'all got to be careful. You think you're putting it up in the cloud, all of a sudden it appears out of nowhere. with all stolen items.
And then the weirdest part is these kids are kids. They should know this.
Yeah, right. If I made that mistake, you'd almost understand it.
I'll be like, yeah.
That I didn't know.
Chris doesn't know that his phone has GPS. That's how they found him.
yeah, right.
That's why he found
him. All right, let's start with another theft of some high-priced items, and that would be Miami quarterback Carson Beck and his girlfriend, Hannah Cavender. They had, well, Carson Beck himself had a Lamborghini stolen and an SUV belonging to Hannah Cavender. So they're currently looking for these, a Mercedes and Lamborghini stolen, Carson Beck. They're currently looking for these cars. They did find Hannah Cavender's SUV, but he has been robbed. And I would assume it's because he's flashing that he has a Lamborghini and Mercedes all over social media.
Welcome to Miami there, Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good news they're giving you $4 million. The bad news is people in Miami are going to steal it. So,
I mean, if you're gonna put it out there, bro, some of the consequences that could come from.
Can you actually go to your? You're gonna floss. I want to hear where you're going with that.
Well, that's what I was going with. If you're gonna floss, these are the consequences that can happen.
Okay,
sorry,
I didn't know.
Chris.
No, I was just gonna say that this is the richest young college couple that I can think of. The Cavender twins are both multi-gazillionaires. Yeah. And by the way, they started their women's basketball careers at Fresno State, covered their games the first 2 years before they went global. And then...
they both play at Miami now.
Yeah, I think only one of them.
I'm sorry. Carson Beck and Hannah Cavender are at Miami.
And Carson Beck went to Miami because he got $4 million to leave...
Georgia.
Incredible.
The age of photos have only made criminals' jobs that much easier. Also harder, because they also become a part of the wave of wanting to take photos of themselves, even though they're doing illegal stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird. All right, next story is kind of sad. Not kind of sad. It is sad, and it's pretty shocking. LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo's dad, actually, after a health issue, he had to get his right foot amputated.
Boy.
So they have a picture of him. He's coming out of the hospital. He's in a wheelchair, and he doesn't have a foot. So they don't really say why this happened, but they are saying it's due to a health scare that caused this to happen. But LaMelo put up they put up pictures last night of everything, and they announced it last night. But this is shocking to me. I mean, that's pretty crazy to have that bad of a health scare that has to take your foot. So I'm glad.
Yes, take care. Take care of yourselves. You know, as you get older, I know you put a lot of work in, and it may not be the easiest to do, but it's... I would imagine it's worth having both of your feet and your hands and all your limbs and all that.
A lot of people, I think, honestly, you know, when they get a little older, get out of college, get into their work life, into their 30s, mid-30s, and it is tougher to work out, as you said, Tony. They also feel like, you know, if I work out or play too many sports, I run the risk of getting hurt. Guess what?
Yeah.
If you sit on your couch... you run the risk of so many more things than just pulling muscle somewhere. So get out there and do stuff,
but
please.
I'm safe on my couch, Chris.
I know you are. Yeah. And
you're
we've seen the
now.
Result.
You guys act like I sit on the couch all day.
No, I take it back.
First of all, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about everybody.
I wasn't talking about you at all. About you until I remembered that you like to play tennis.
I don't know why this is so hard to figure out.
That you didn't hear this yesterday, Tony, but Loriello called a little BS on Scraby's tennis career.
Oh, yeah, no, Tony was in the room when we talked
you were?
About
I was
that.
Here. Okay. I was here, yeah. Okay. I was here.
And I scoff at that because, again, I never claimed I was good, nor did I claim I played tennis. I chased the ball as well.
You know, Chris, if he just hits his backhand just a little bit better down that right side there, he'll be the perfect.
I got that down. And you guys know I annoyingly do that as I hit my little 4-mile-an-hour ball over the fence. Okay. Next story. Former Spanish Football Federation President Luis Rubiales has been found guilty of sexual assault for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent after winning the 2023 World Cup We actually talked about this at the time, so finally there's...
And they just now coming to a conclusion with this thing?
So the conclusion is that prosecutors wanted him to actually go to jail for it, but they did not do that. He was ultimately ordered to pay a fine of over $10,434. And here's a very strange number. He must stay at least 656 feet away from Hermoso. And is banned with communicating with her for 1 year. I'm surprised this 1 year. I'm surprised they just didn't tell him, like, never contact her again.
656.
It's going to be difficult to figure out if I'm within the 656 or not, because I don't know where she is in relation to me. No, it's just a really weird number to put
now
out
this,
there.
Let's go back to the story when it happened. They won the World Cup, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yep. Right, and it didn't seem premeditated to me. You can't do it. There's no question.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was just a reaction to like seeing somebody being so excited and then going, oops, I probably shouldn't have done that. And I just feel like I don't know.
I'm feeling
like this is a lot. For what he did, but I guess
he's not going to prison.
I can't think of any time.
You're not letting him get away with it in any way, shape, or form.
I was having such a happy moment that I wanted to just lay a kiss on their lips. I just have never seen that.
Now is this a cultural thing?
Hug, not a kiss.
Is somebody going to file suit on a hug someday?
It's already happened, Chris.
I think it's happened before. Yeah.
If you give weird hugs, you're going to get.
You can't. Yeah, you can't be a hugger. You can't be a hugger in 2025 for sure.
Yeah,
it's just got to be upper body only. You know,
kind of a lean in hug where you don't really squeeze
that one.
No squeezing.
Now, the terrible part of this whole thing is that Jenny Hermoso didn't deserve anything that came to her from this. And she said that it changed her life because she caught a lot of flack and she got death threats and social media and all of that because, I don't know, this was a pretty serious thing when it happened at the time. But they just sentenced him.
I agree with Chris. It didn't look like he was thinking about it, but he did it and she wasn't feeling it. And that's it. That's the story.
They also, at the time, had new consent laws that were put in place in 2022, which could have sent him to jail for between 1 and 4 years. So, sounds like I'm not going to say what I was about to say, so we'll just move forward, everybody.
You better move on from this topic.
Here's a very scary, that's the word I'm looking for, story here. And I'm going to let Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show tell everyone about what happened to Emma Raducanu, tennis player, at her event last night. It is very
former
crazy.
U.S. Open champion.
Correct.
Emma Raducanu.
Yes. Yeah. So here is the Today Show.
British tennis star, former U.S. Open winner Emma Raducanu, began crying during a match in Dubai this week after she spotted a man in the stands who, according to the Women's Tennis Association, had approached her a day earlier and exhibited, quote, fixated behavior. NBC's Maggie Vespa's got the story. Hi, Maggie. Good morning.
Hey, Savannah. Good morning. Yeah, this video is so tough to watch. The visibly emotional tennis star quickly turning to that referee for help. And then moments later, security ejecting the man who they say has now been banned from all WTA events, at least.
All right. So it just goes on for another couple minutes. But basically what happened was she saw this guy. Or I guess this guy had approached her outside of the venue. She saw this guy in the stands, and it really upset her, and so she wanted him to be banned or to taken out of the stands. And this is scary for a couple reasons. And Chris and I were talking about it in the break, but this stuff is happening more and more and more. And I just hope it doesn't take something crazy sad for this to change.
What else needs to happen? We already saw Monica Seles get stabbed.
That was 30, 40 years ago now, honestly.
Yeah, on the court. Like, I don't know what else you need to see at this point. Now, what does fixated behavior mean?
Well,
fixated behavior
means something that would make her very uncomfortable.
Stalker.
Yeah, whatever made her uncomfortable.
I don't know why we can't just call it what it is anymore. We have to call it fixated behavior. It's stalking. This guy's stalking her.
Well, you worry about this stuff.
She was clearly visible.
In all of sports. I mean, because these crazies are out there, number one. Number two, the athletes themselves do everything they can to promote themselves, right? To promote their brand. So how many photos, how many videos does Emma Raducanu post out there to her fans to keep her real fans informed as to what she's doing, what she's up to, letting them peek into her life a little bit so that, you know, fans can follow her. And she's not certainly the only one. And so that is giving these, you know, the stalking types much more feeling like they're closer to the athletes.
Yeah.
Even when there's no relationship of any kind.
I can't remember who it was, someone got caught stalking a celebrity and they asked, why did they do it? And they're like, because we're friends. It's like, no, you're not. I mean, yeah. they're friends because of social media and that person looking at their social media.
That is, therein lies the, that's not a problem, but the issue at hand, right, is, yes, we have been able through great technology to give more access, but it is also that access has seemingly knocked down some of the kind of walls that have been naturally put up by not having access to this kind of stuff. And so now, because the access is there for some people out there, that in their mind means they are indeed friends.
Yeah.
And so you start to get this warped behavior. We're seeing it across the board, not just in stalking and fandom and in a lot of different walks of life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's part of what we have all okayed in some ways and by going down the social media path, right? As so many people are making a lot of money because they're able to access social media. So there's that.